This is Morning Edition on WJSU. I'm Desmond Matthews. Award-winning actress, author, and entrepreneur Melinda Williams made another stop to Jackson State University on Saturday to kick off her Esteem Project. The project is a boot camp for HBCU women that have an interest in coding. Williams, a 44-year actress, taught herself coding about 15 years ago and wanted to inspire other young black women to do the same by starting her Arise to Shine Foundation.
When preparation meets opportunity, that's when everything sort of jumps off, right? And so I feel like I've been preparing for this for a number of years, because I started Arise and Shine as a women's empowerment brunch series. So we did brunches, we did vision board workshops, and it was always about helping to empower and uplift women of color.
On Saturday, roughly a dozen HBCUs were represented, with more than 20 black women in attendance. One of those students was Capri Burden, who just graduated from Jackson State University. She feels the program will guide her through her career.
Purpose to support women and motivate us in our pursuit of coding. The industry so far for computer science is already low in statistics that support black women. So being a part of a program that supports that and wants to push us forward to increase those numbers tenfold, hopefully, is something I'm very proud to be a part of.
The in-person session was the first week of the four-week coding boot camp. The remainder of the sessions will be virtual. The boot camp runs through June the 30th. Williams says that she doesn't know what's next after the boot camp, and that's because she's focused on what's happening now rather than later.
And I have learned to say, I have no idea what's next. I'm only clear about what's now. And all that is important is now. And the reason why I say that is because in doing my self-actualization personal work, I know that there's really nothing I can do about the past, and there's really not much I can do about the future. I can plan, but I can be focused, I can be here with you, I can give you what you need, you can give me what I need, and that, there's power in that. I do also believe that there is power in not knowing what's next.
Reporting for Morning Edition, I'm Desmond Matthews.